Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and so many of you called yesterday. For those of you who tune in exclusively for the movie reviews, why would you do that? Nevertheless, we didn't get to them yesterday, but we will get to them today. But that's basically our mantra, is calls before everything. Calls before Manny. Calls before, well, not before Manny, but everything except the two of us. Calls before emails, calls before movie reviews, calls before Facebook, calls before everything. Which means if you want to be first in line, not behind that irritating person who's talking on their cell phone at the grocery store and as opposed to getting out of their credit card, or has 15 cents too less, or has 14 coupons, no. Not around here. All you have to do is call 855-99-DR-JOY. To be quite honest, there was a little bit of a wait yesterday, which was, it's great for us because that's really what we're in business to do, is to help y'all with whatever's going on. But so calling at the beginning of an hour, I tend not to give out the phone number if the lines, if I've got a couple people ahead of you, because I know I don't like to be kept waiting, and I assume you don't as well. So the basic rule of thumb is if I give out the phone number, there's a line available. And not too much weight, all right? Yesterday, we are just feeling so superstitious that yesterday was such a great program because we talked about the Oscar nominations. And my group, which is the Broadcast Film Critics Association, which is now called Critics Choice, was on television last night. I think next year I'm going to go because I get to meet, all the people that show up for the Oscars and the Golden Globes show up for mine as well. So I get to sort of talk to them up close and personal. And so maybe I'll do that next year. And as I said, I got invited to the Golden Globes this year. Oh, first time always. I was here. Didn't go, but maybe next year. Right. So for Critics' Choice, a Best Picture, Boyhood. Not my first choice, but certainly not a surprise. Best Actor, Michael Keaton for Birdman. I just think he's so popular, and it was such a different kind of role for him. And as I said, David Oyelowo was actually nominated in for my group, which I'm very proud of. I am not so pleased with the Oscars about that. Best Actress, exactly as predicted, Julianne Moore for Still Alice, which I will review for you presumably today since it opens today. Best Supporting Actress, no surprise, J.K. Simmons for Whiplash. Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, no real surprise. Best Young Actor, Actress, which is a strange category that we have, Ilar Coltrane for Boyhood. Best Acting Ensemble, again, we have that, no one else does, for it was Birdman. Director, Richard Linklater for Boyhood, not much of a surprise. Let me just get you to the other two categories. The rest of them you can check on my website. It's up there. Best Action Movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, which I agreed. Best Animated Feature, The Lego Movie, which is not my first choice, although I thought it was adorable. I have no problem with that. But the Oscars didn't even look at it.
Yeah, it didn't even get nominated, did it?
It didn't.
The Oscars,
yeah. It didn't. So usually that of Broadcast Critic is the best predictor for the Oscars. Year in and year out. This year, we nominated people that they didn't, and we gave awards to people that they didn't. Best Action Movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, just because it had some humor in it. Best Actor in an Action Movie. See, we just spread the wealth. Bradley Cooper in American Sniper. Best Actress in an Action Movie, Emily Blunt, Edge of Tomorrow. She's had a great year. Right, Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, and then she did Into the Woods with Meryl Streep and James Corden. So she's having a great year. She's a very nice person. I've actually met her.
That's
and
good.
She's married to John Krasinski, who is also very nice. They're very nice people. I mean, because a lot of these people are kind of like, hello, don't bother to breathe the same air I'm breathing because I'm better than you are. She's not like that.
Kind of and a big deal she. Type of thing.
No, she's lovely.
That's good.
Best Actor in a Comedy, Michael Keaton for Birdman again. I'm looking for Best Language Film, A Force Majeure, which, again, wasn't even nominated for Oscars. Strange year.
Yeah.
Strange year. But, you know, I mean, at least we get spread the wealth a little bit. But the locks, Michael Keaton will probably win for Best Actor, although Eddie Redmayne, as you know, won for the Golden Globes. I mean, I think all, the Best Male, Best Actor category is always the, you know, the super category because they're, movies are basically written for a middle-aged man, let's face it. To get young men to come and see action movies, more or less. But so I don't have any real complaint, except my favorite wasn't even nominated. He was nominated for Broadcast Critics. And they never tell you who the second place winner is, which I guess is fair. You know, I guess that's an okay thing to do. Let me tell you one other thing. I just have you noticed, I mean, like on your birthday that you get birthday wishes from, like, Amex and all those kind of people? You know, that you get... Half your in your e-cards. E-cards drive me nuts.
Yeah.
But I just thought this was kind of cool. This is actually from a real estate agent. But I thought it was so cool that I thought I would share it with you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's already the middle of January, right? 16th, past the middle of January.
Yep.
And this says, you are incredible. Why? Because you're alive, which is what I call an everyday miracle. You have breath, senses, opinions, you love, and you are loved. Chances are you have young people in your life to make you laugh and help you remember that you have a past. If you're lucky, you also have older people in your life to remind you that life is a journey and you have much to learn. Let's see if I can make this go down a little bit so I can read it like a little teleprompter. And the internet is great, but what can I tell you? If you're lucky, you also have older people in your life to remind you that life is a journey, and you have much to learn and to be grateful for. Perhaps to remind you, as a dearly departed friend once told me, to dance while you can. You have joy and you have sadness. Smooth sailing and stormy seas. You have it all. The ability to experience these events is a gift. All you have to do is remember this fact as often as possible and love yourself and those around you, even when it might feel like a bit of a stretch. If you're reading this, you have a computer or a phone, or you listen to me, and the electricity needed to operate it. Perhaps more importantly, you have the skills to read and understand it. 900 million of the world's population is illiterate. 780 million don't have running water at home. You're sitting on top of the world. Just remember this. All right, so I think that's great. Don't you think? I just thought it was kind of...
Very nice.
It's good to be reminded. You know, any day above ground is a good day.
Exactly.
If you get up, you read your obituary, you're not in it, you are ahead of the game. So,
yeah.
And I just thought that was a particularly nice way of kind of reminding it, even if it is from someone who'd like my business in the future. But there are people who want my business in the future who don't send things like that. So, he may actually get my business in the future. So there you go. I'm trying to think. I suppose I can do this since it's my program. For those of you who ever gone to New York and gone to a restaurant, do you know who Josephine Baker was?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Josephine Baker was a African-American woman,
mm-hmm.
who people think was a spy, actually. That she served in World War II. She was best known as being in the Toast of Paris because she danced topless at the Folies Bergère. She was American, did not have much of a career in the United States, but was truly the Toast of Paris. Supposedly was gay and had, or at least, you know, she had lovers of every ilk. And she also adopted, I believe, 8 children. I knew the son of Jean-Claude, who was her first adopted child. And he ran a restaurant called Chez Josephine in New York City, which is really a shrine to her. He wrote a book about her. He donated some of her headpieces, these huge, ornate, feathered things, to the Smithsonian. And was just a very nice man. And the reason I say was is because... He died yesterday, and I guess one of the advantages of having your very own program is that when a friend of yours leaves, that you can say goodbye. So for those of you if you haven't ever gone to Chez Josephine, it's on 42nd Street over by the Hudson River, and it's a trip. It's as I said, it's a shrine to Josephine, and Jean-Claude will be hugely missed because he was one of those people. He's been in the United States, I think, for like 50 years, maybe more than that. and still practices his French accent religiously every night. So it is thick, was thick. A lovely man who will be sorely missed. And if you get a chance, go visit Shea Josephine. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to do exactly that. If there's something on your mind and you need some help with it, just give me a holler. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. Today is Happy National Nothing Day, which seems tacky. Yeah. And combined with National Religious Freedom Day, and I don't, the two juxtaposed seem to me somehow vaguely inappropriate.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like they don't. They just don't fit well together. That doesn't,
no, no. Maybe there's a John Lennon part, sort of.
I'd like to know who came up with the idea that this would be National Nothing Day.
All right, here's what happened. You've got a whole bunch of guys sitting around the room and say, all right, there are 10 guys, and so each of them have to come up with 37, because there are 365 days a year, 37 national days, right?
Yeah.
And one guy said, okay, he won the lottery, and he said, to hell with this, I'm not doing it anymore. And that became National Nothing Day. You didn't think that, huh? But it is. It's true.
Right.
What I say to you. Yeah. it doesn't seem very logical, does it? But that's a true story. I just made it up, but it doesn't mean that it's not true.
Right.
All righty. All right. Today in history, 27 B.C., if that doesn't go back far enough for you, Gaius Julius Caesar Octavius was granted the title Augustus by the Senate. Marking the beginning of the Roman Empire. Ta-da! Ta-da-da! So that's a big deal for him. Basically, the first grammar of the Spanish language is presented to Queen Isabella I. Guess what year? You guys should be able to guess this when I say Queen Isabella. 1492, come on. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Yeah, there you go. I actually know a little bit about this. In 1909, Ernest Shackleton found the magnetic South Pole. And I actually know somebody who works for Shackley's, which is the company he founded. And she's been to Antarctica a couple times and stuff like that. And there's an interesting thing. The South Pole is very interesting. Both poles are pretty interesting. And this is probably my favorite. Teddy Roosevelt was given a posthumous Medal of Honor from Bill Clinton for his service in the Spanish-American War. Took long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my favorite. In 1964, 64 is what? Is 50 years ago today.
51.
No, 51 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, time goes fast and you're having fun. One of my favorite people in the world, Carol Channing, opened on Broadway, beginning a run of 2,844 performances.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Wow. I mean, that's what, about 8 years?
Yeah. Sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, all right, here's my Carol Channing story. Carol Channing came back to do, I think she came back to do Hello Dolly about maybe 8 or 9 years ago on Broadway. And she was, you know, I work at a radio station, duh. And while I don't really do celebrity interviews, one of my colleagues does and did and still does. And her program is on the same time mine was, because hers was, we overlapped because mine was syndicated and hers was not. So I had taken, my mom happened to be in town, and I had taken my mom to see Carol Channing and Hello Dolly, which was wonderful. Now, Carol, at this point, if she started, I think she was in her 20s when she did this, and she tells these wonderful stories about, she's from Sarah Lawrence. She's very smart. Blind as a bat, but very smart. Those glasses are not fake. Those are serious glasses. And she was on, in two Broadway shows, she would take the train down from Sarah Lawrence and go back and forth to these two different productions. And nobody at Sarah Lawrence knew it, because they really didn't think that acting was a nice thing for a Sarah Lawrence girl to do. But anyway, so I'd taken mom to see her. And so I went out in the hall at a break because I saw her walk by. And I schlepped my mom. I think that was the first time I schlepped my mom. And so I just went up to her and I said, Miss Channing, you're who I want to be when I grow up. And she said, do you work here at the radio station? And I said, I do. And there was a salesperson with Carol Channing as well, or maybe it was a publicist, either somebody from the station or a publicist. And I said, I do. And she said, do you know that wonderful woman, the psychologist? And at which point the publicist said, this is Dr. Joy Brown, at which point Carol Channing threw her arms around me and said, I love you, and I burst, of course, into tears. I mean, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
And she, yeah, it was really terrific. And my mom is there, so it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. And my mom asked to take a picture, which you're not supposed to do. Mom asked to take a picture with Carol Channing. And because it's my mom, and my mom's cute, and because you're not really supposed to do things like that, we took a picture with Mom and Carol Channing. And so, flash forward, Carol Channing was now in town during Gay Pride Week or something to do something at Carnegie Hall for Gay Pride Week, because her point was that her voice was lower than most of the guys in the gay men's health choir chorus. And so I got invited to the party, which was on the old Tavern on the Green, and I went up to her and I said, Miss Channing, you probably don't remember. She said, oh, Dr. Joy, of course I do. And I said, my mom has 6 kids, and let me tell you, the picture that is over the mantle in her house, which is a picture with you and her. And she said, you have a program. And I did. And so she wrote, my mother's name is Ruth, and she said, dear Ruth, thank you for sharing your aptly named daughter with the rest of the world. My mother still cares. Oh, the other thing, I almost forgot the best part. She schleps in this huge big carpet bag. I mean, people could live for 4 years off that, the size of that bag. And she schleps around. She gets out this little velvet box, and she opens it up. It looks like a Tiffany box, except it's not blue. And she carries around with her, apparently, or at least she had the one, big carat diamond, fake diamonds, because she made her first big starring role was in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And so she has this huge, big ring that she gives to my mom. My mom, I don't know what mom did with the ring, but I know what she did. She still carries around, and I think she's on her 5th iteration or something, because it gets so frayed, because she takes it out and shows it to everybody. And so we have to make new copies of it all the time. But that's my Carol Channing story. And she's a lovely woman. Whenever she's around, she invites me to whatever she's doing, and I always go. And as I said, she's blind as a bat. So, you know, she'll say, where is you? Where's my little Joy? And she's the only person I know who has worse taste in men than I do. But she had a terrible experience with both husbands. But she's a wonderful, lovely, generous, smart, talented woman. So there. That's my Carol Channing story. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. Alice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We're probably going to start together, Cookie, and then I'm going to probably put you on hold, but I'll give you as much time as you need, I promise. But tell me what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. Well, I have a question in regards to it. It's really complicated, so I guess.
Listen. Wait, Alice, take a deep breath. It can be as complicated as you want. I'll give you all the time you need, I promise. We're just at some point in the next minute or two going to have to take a break. But then I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back to you. In fact, there's the music. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
You get to take a deep breath. I will give you as much time as you need. I will not hurry you through this. So take a deep breath. Know that you have as much time with me as you need, and we'll be back in just a moment with Alice. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great advice to call me for advice. Alice, we're back. You said that the problem's a little complicated, so start wherever you'd like, and I'll ask questions if I need to.
Okay. Well, I have recently been having some medical problems, and I went to my doctor, a specialist doctor, and he's telling me that he believes it is this one certain disease.
Okay.
And I've been reading up on what he says he thinks it is, and now there are tests that we have to do to determine that whether it's, you know, it actually is this disease. And I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't sound like what I have, and I'm almost afraid to disagree with the doctor. I don't know how I would approach
speaking
to the doctor.
Fair enough. Okay, how old are you, Alice?
I'm 26.
Okay, can you tell me the symptoms that you have?
Well, it's a bladder problem.
Okay.
That's basically what it is.
Got it. And what does he think it is?
He thinks it's a disease that it's called interstitial cystitis.
Right.
Which apparently is not the easiest thing to deal with.
It basically can be kind of resistant, but it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not awful, and it's pretty common. So when you Googled stuff, what do you think it is?
It's most of the things I found include pain, a lot of pain, and there's no pain for me. It's just mostly an uncomfortable annoyance, I guess, is what I would chalk it up to.
Okay.
And I tried explaining that to the doctor, and I've actually seen a general practitioner as well, and he said that it had something to do with I had a tooth removed, and I had been given pain medicine, and it had something to do with the pain medicine, and I'm just so confused.
Wow. Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay. Are you sexually active?
No, not right now.
Okay, because that's a pretty common source of bladder problems. It's called honeymoon cystitis, because all of a sudden a woman's having a fair amount of sex, and it's pretty easy to get a bladder infection that way. Okay, well, listen, let me do two things for you. First of all, a doctor who doesn't listen to you is not a good doctor. All right, period. I don't care how bright they are. I don't care where they graduated from medical school. I don't care where they, how high they graduated in the class. Because a doctor needs to listen to you. You're going to always know more about your body than your doctor is, which doesn't mean that he or she shouldn't be your consultant, but it means they have to listen. So if you feel that this is a doctor who doesn't listen, you should probably find another doctor. However, if what you're feeling is doctor knows best, I don't know how to talk with a doctor about it, then that's a different issue. So let me assume it's the second one, because if it's the first one, I'd find a doctor that listens to you. Every doctor who's walking the planet today understands that everybody has, or almost everybody has, access to the internet, and so they're going to check on him. So what I would say to your doctor is, okay, here's the deal. I know this is what you're thinking, but when I sort of Googled it, and he's going to roll his eyes, or she's going to roll her eyes, but you can say, or you don't even have to say when I Googled, say that my understanding of interstitial cystitis is there's a fair amount of pain, and there is no pain here, or there's very little. It's just discomfort. He's going to tell you that there's a huge variation in people's threshold for pain and tolerance for pain and perception of pain, which is true. But I think it's perfectly okay. Do you have a working diagnosis that you think fits your symptoms better, or are you just saying this doesn't fit the symptoms very well?
This just doesn't fit the symptoms very well. But I have read, I mean, granted, it's on the internet, but I've read things that sound more similar to what I'm experiencing than what he is telling me he thinks might be.
All right, so what do you think it might be given your internet searches?
Well, I've heard of something, I know this is going to sound crazy, but priapism is what it sounds a little bit like.
Well, priapism is most often cited in males, which is basically a continuing erection. Are you feeling there's a sexual component to this, that's really what's going on here?
Yes, and that I'm not aroused at all, basically. But there is a sexual component to it, yes.
When you say you're not aroused at all, you mean, I don't know exactly what that means. You mean that you just think, you're feeling that there's an enlargement of your clitoris?
Yeah, basically.
Well, but if there's, that could be from an infection.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what you're going to do. All right. What you're going to do is say to your doctor, first of all, what are the tests that he's talking about performing? He probably took some blood.
He has not taken blood. He did a urinalysis and said everything came back fine. I have to get a CT scan to make sure there's not a cyst on my ovary. And then I also have to, they're going to do a cystoscopy where they put me to sleep so that they can, because they did a regular cystoscopy, but he said that I didn't go to sleep. And he said that that came back inconclusive. So once they put me to sleep, there are apparently more tests they can do. So those are basically the two things.
Are you uncomfortable about the test that he's talking about performing?
No.
Okay, so it's not that you're concerned about the anesthetic?
No.
Okay. If you're not concerned about the tests and you have relatively good insurance, and this is what he thinks may rule something in a ruled out, I would basically go along with it just because they're not particularly invasive. He's not talking about surgery. They're not particularly painful or there's no particular huge risk associated with them. And this is, he's going to want to rule this out. What you can say is, because priapism would be an interesting diagnosis, but basically it would be, I'm just trying to think, in men it can be very painful, but I'm not sure exactly how it would be diagnosed except enlargement of sexual tissue, but the enlargement, a swelling, could be from anything, including an infection. Cystitis just means basically, anytime it's itis, just means an infection. Okay. A swelling. So basically, I think you're asking a bunch of different questions. Number one, if your doctor doesn't listen to you, find another doctor, because dangerous, not good medicine. If you have a different diagnosis than your doctor, then one of the possibilities of asking your doctor what the next step would be, and for example, saying, well, what if it is, and I think you shouldn't be embarrassed because it has to do with your lady parts, and it's talking about a sexual kind of thing. It would be kind of an interesting diagnosis. And I'm not sure where it would come from, and I'm not sure exactly what the treatment would be. But you can certainly mention it to him, if nothing else, because it'll add some interest to his day. But if you're not worried about the test, and he feels he's going to rule something in or out, if you're worried about the test, then you can say, look, can we consider other diagnoses before these, because I'm not comfortable about the test. If you're not worried about the test, I'd go ahead and let him run those tests, because either they will show something or they won't show something. If they show something, then he's right, and that's good, because that's what he's supposed to be. If they don't show anything, then you could suggest, I was doing an internet search, and can we talk about what happens if it's priapism? So if you're not worried about the test, I'd let him go ahead, but... and be willing after the test or to mention some other diagnoses. If you're worried about the test, I would mention before of saying, look, I'd like to rule some things out before we do the test because I'm not comfortable about the test for this reason.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, thank you very much for your advice, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. But remember, that you should feel comfortable talking with your doctor because you're always going to know more about your body. He or she is supposed to know medicine and is going to know specifics. There was actually a study done about 15 years ago at the Boston Lying In, which is one of the biggest hospitals, OBGYN hospitals in the world and one of the most successful. And what they did was they studied women who felt that their doctor listened to them and women who felt their doctors didn't. And the statistics were incredibly dramatic in that women who felt their doctors listened had much fewer days of hospitalization. The mom survived, the baby survived, with women who felt their doctor didn't. And the statistics were just deplorable because bottom line is the person who knows most about your body ain't your doctor, it's you. So
okay.
Make sure that but part of that is you have to be willing to talk to your doctor. Your doctor then has to be willing to listen, but he or she can't listen if you're not saying anything. So say what you need to say, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. And let me just sort of say that to all of you, that if you have a doctor that doesn't listen to you, you need to find another doctor. And I know doctors are busy and insurance companies and and doctors get absolutely driven crazy by the fact that all of us have access to the internet. But still, you're always going to know more about your body than your doctor does. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Elaine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hello, Dr. Joy. I haven't heard you in a long time. I just found you on our local station.
Well, yay. Yeah. I
had a pap smear, a regular pap smear about 3 years ago. And the doctor just said, you have something that could become cancerous.
Okay.
Did pap smears every 3 months for a year or so, and then every 6 months after that. and there was no change. She never mentioned that it was HPV. There was a sign on her door that I read while I was waiting for her one time, and I said, is that what I have? And she said, yes. Well, I had HPV and didn't know about it, didn't know it was an STD.
Right.
And so I really haven't had intercourse for a long time with anyone, and have found someone that I'm interested in doing that with. Well, first of all, let me tell you, I'm 73 years old, so,
okay.
You know, that's probably why. But
well, no. That's bad medicine on her part. And I would write her a letter. If you're feeling really angry about it, I'd write to the state medical board. If you're just feeling kind of that was really, it's really arrogant of her to make any assumptions about your sex life one way or the other. Number one, she should have asked. Number two, to withhold a diagnosis. I mean, who died and left her to play Elvis? So I would send her an angry letter. I think that's completely inappropriate. And as you point out, that it is a sexually transmitted disease. I mean, using a condom basically is what he needs to do.
Right.
And but still, you know, not okay on her part.
I agree. So I changed doctors, and I still have the same diagnosis. So I'm assuming that this is a lifetime thing. But my sister had cancer last year. She was diagnosed with uterine cancer. Cervical cancer, and she had a total hysterectomy and didn't do her follow-ups like she should have, and has now been diagnosed with whatever it is, the four thing.
Stage four, yeah.
Stage four, and it's in different areas.
Metastasized, yeah.
Radiology. But I'm concerned about this because my grandmother died of some female thing, which nobody talked about in those days, you know, it was in the 40s, I think. And I don't know how old she was or anything, but I asked both my mother and my aunt. They had no idea whether it was uterine or cervical or whatever. So I'm concerned about this, obviously, that it's a problem. And I don't know what to do about it. I looked it up online. You know, there's all kinds of things, and yes, a condom is the answer for transmission.
Right.
But there is no cure or anything that can be done about it. I thought I should have a total hysterectomy because I don't need those parts anymore.
I'd be careful about. First of all, look, folks. I'm a psychologist. Been to medical school, but am not a physician. So these are appropriate questions, probably more appropriately to talk with your OBGYN about. But let me just sort of wander you through it. That yeah, a condom will make you. It means that you can be sexually active without fear of transmission. HPV apparently with men can predispose them to certain cancers. So it's a worthwhile thing. It is a sexually transmitted disease. So you want to make sure that both you and your partner are protected. In terms of, let me just say something about total hysterectomies. That first of all, it's a major surgery.
Right.
That you don't undertake any surgery without good reason. And at 73, the likelihood, and this is something really you can talk with your physician about, that the notion is that basically cancer is just that we're supposedly all born with the ability to have cancer. And it's just that,
right.
that our immune system keeps it intact as we get older, that our immune system is less able to deal with things. And so quite often people die with cancer, not of cancer. No, obviously your family predisposes to something, although what exactly it is not clear. So,
right.
I think those are legitimate questions to ask your OBGYN, but I'm not sure that I would recommend, I mean, unless there's a specific reason for it, it sounds like HPV it just seems to predispose toward cancer in that it increases your risk somewhat. And I don't remember exactly what the numbers are. But the idea being, again, that cancers are basically a breakdown of the immune system. So if you've got something that's already affecting the immune system, does that mean that you're more likely to have something else that the immune system is going to be overstressed for? The answer is, yeah, kind of. But I would talk, and I would actually ask a couple people, about whether or not a total hysterectomy makes any difference, because you're talking major surgery here, and while yeah. you're not going to have any babies at 73, one hopes.
No. So.
Man, that's a nightmare, isn't it? Woo! having parts in your body is probably not a terrible idea. I mean, look, we don't go around. People don't go getting their tonsils out anymore because it turns out, that you're having your tonsils out is probably not the world's smartest idea. Although, if you were born, before probably 1950s. Or maybe even later than that, maybe 55 or 60, you had your tonsils out. It was just assumed. People don't get their appendix taken out, even though there seems to be not a whole lot of reason for an appendix, but you just don't go and get it taken out just because you might have an appendix attack at some point. So I would talk with somebody, not necessarily a surgeon, but your OBGYN, about whether or not there's enough of a risk here. And again, your HPV, I'm trying to remember, I think it predisposes to uterine, not cervical, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But the point being, I'd find out where my risk factors were because there's risk associated with major surgery, and that is a major surgery. So check it out first before you decide to do anything. In the meantime,
otherwise very healthy, so very lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, surgery, it's a gut surgery, so it's not the world's easiest thing to recover from. That, 4% of all surgical deaths are due to the anesthetic. And I'm not trying to scare you into not having surgery when it's important, but you have surgery because it's important, not because it's, I might sleep easier. Especially, find out what the risk factors are, and your physician can tell you more about that, including your family history, including what the actual odds are about developing it at 73. But and for the immediate issue, use a condom.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I would probably outlive whatever risk there was, but I didn't want to transfer it to anyone either.
Well, I think probably both of those are true. And the condom, I mean, it turns out, and this is not to scare the daylights out of you or anybody else, that the group of people who have the highest incidence, increasing incidence of AIDS are actually seniors, because they're people who are not using condoms. So when in doubt, my dear. Yeah, okay. I know. All right, so use condoms, have a great sex life.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your input, and I will talk to my OBGYN about it. I have mentioned it to her, but this
talk
new
to,
one, but...
talk to her, ask the specific question you asked me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.